Since Save Women's Sport campaigner Catherine Deaves was selected to represent the Sydney seat of Warringah just a few weeks ago, she's dominated news headlines. Deaves, who argues that there should be provisions to stop transgender women and girls from participating in women's sport, has had to explain and apologise for a string of offensive social media posts and past comments, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison has refused to drop her as a candidate. To talk us through all the developments is All Things Queer contributor and Out in Perth co-editor, Graham Watson. Hey, Graham, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Harriet.
So who is Catherine Deaves?
Well, Catherine Deaves appeared on the scene probably in the last 2 years. She's the co-founder of an organisation called Save Women's Sport Australasia. And they put forward and campaign, against the idea that transgender women and girls should not be allowed to participate in sport against cisgendered girls and women from your primary school sports all the way through to the Olympics across all of the sporting field. And she's been building up a profile and thinking about this. She's got a lot of social media. She's got a lot of online videos. Mm. And she's been very closely connected with the Tasmanian Liberal Senator, Senator Claire Chandler, who's put forward a private members bill in the parliament to change the laws so that sporting clubs can change their rules and say we won't have transgender women in our sport. And that's been very controversial. And now she's the candidate for Warringah in Sydney.
Ah, that definitely sounds like a slippery slope, Graham, doesn't it? And so how did she become the Liberals candidate for Warringah?
Well, there's been she put herself forward, but she was knocked back by the Liberal Party because she'd only just recently rejoined the party, and you have to be a member of the party for, I think it's 12 months before you can put yourself up to be a candidate. But they've been having a lot of infighting in the New South Wales Liberals, and they haven't been able to choose actually who were going to be the candidates. And we were getting very close to an election being called, and there was still no candidates for officially for 15 seats in New South Wales. So what happened is the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, the New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, and a former federal president of the Liberals, Chris McDiven, they have taken over the organisation of the New South Wales Liberals, and they picked the candidates, and Catherine Deaves is one of the ones they picked. So she was only announced about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. That is very short, isn't it? Gosh,
a little bit of disorganisation there, possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Was it kind of like they just didn't have enough candidates, so whoever was willing to raise their hand got it, or...?
No, there was definitely other people who had put their names up to be the candidate, but I think there's a lot of infighting between the different factions in the party. There's the more right-wing, the conservatives, and then there's the more moderate liberals, and they're sort of arguing over should we be this kind of person or that kind of person, and they could never agree, so no one ever got decided on, so... Yeah, it's sort of been taken over. It's like, okay, it's going to be these people. But Catherine Deaves has got quite a past that she brings with her.
Yeah, and speaking of her past, what has she said that people have raised concerns about?
Well, you know, there's literally several come up every day over the last 2 weeks. We would struggle to keep track. She has issued a number of apologies for things she said in the past. She described transgender youth as being mutilated. She's apologised for that. She also made some comments she said she was commenting on people in prisons in the UK, saying that transgender people in prison are more likely to be sex offenders. She's apologised for that one. She also made some comparisons to her activism against transgender people as being akin to fighting the Holocaust in World War II, as like being a member of the French Resistance, and she's apologised for making light of the Holocaust. But since then, there's just been a whole bunch of other stuff she said. We published one out in Perth where she claimed that the Sydney Cricket Ground Lady Stand was being turned gender neutral and permanently called the Queer Stand or the Pride Stand, and that isn't true. She has made comments comparing transgender kids being put into care as being akin to the Stolen Generation. She has accused transgender women of performing woman face. So there's literally been probably up to 10 comments now that have come from her past. Which now sort of she hasn't had much to say, apart from she says she's not stepping down. She's there to stick it through. But sort of Liberal spokesman now is just saying her first three apologies now count for everything she ever said. We'll just go back to her first three apologies. They'll also count for whatever the latest bit is.
Oh, wow. I mean, do you get to a point where an apology may not be enough if you just keep like, where do you even start to unpack that, Graham?
Like, well, it's interesting because there's been quite a trend over recent elections. I think if you go back over the last two or three elections, of social media now being an issue. Mm-hmm. Things people have said on their social media in the past coming up during the election, and sometimes, most often, those candidates end up being disendorsed. They get dropped and they put someone else in, or they don't have anyone in. For someone in the past, it would have had this level of sort of controversial statements coming out. Normally, they would have been dropped by their party by now, but that has not happened. Scott Morrison has said he's sticking with Catherine Deves. Dominic Perrottet said he still backs her, and she said she's not going anywhere. So it looks like she's here to stay, and who knows how long things she said in the past will keep coming up because people keep finding more. So it's quite unusual that she's survived through all of this.
Do you think possibly that's the effect of Trump, Graham?
I think we have the effect of, like, I'll just keep saying it's something else. So basically saying that what she said is offensive, it was insensitive, it was not well thought out, it was beyond the pale, but maybe there's something in her actual campaign that we should be talking about. And she said that she's not going to be silenced. The Prime Minister says he thinks Australians should have to walk around on eggshells, as a comment he made this morning. Interestingly, last night, Catherine Deves didn't turn up to a candidate forum in the electorate. So for someone who claims that she's not going to be silent, she didn't turn up. And also last night, the SBS program Insight was all about this issue, and she turned down an invitation to be there as well. So she says she's not going to be silenced, but at the same time, she's actually not turning up to anything to talk about anything.
Sounds like she's silencing herself there.
Maybe.
And also, everybody, you're listening to All Things Queer on RTRFM 92.1. My name is Harriet, and I'm chatting to Graham Watson about the controversial Liberal Party candidate, Catherine Deves. Why do you think Scott Morrison is backing Deves, Graham?
Well, there's been some stuff come out in a few media publications over the last few days which suggest maybe there's been some focus groups going on that suggest that this is an issue that will sort of ignite conservative voters, what they refer to as the liberal base. This is, you know, we can't complain about gay marriage anymore, about same-sex marriage, because we've solved that one. We got over that. We can't really talk about, you know, immigrants because we actually have identified at the moment we really need them because there's jobs we can't fill. And we can't talk about, asylum seekers because Scott Morrison just left them all out of, prisons and hotels after 9 years. So this has sort of been picked maybe as the cultural war issue for the election, something which, you know, maybe they don't think Catherine Deves has any chance of winning the seat in Warringah. Back for the Liberals is currently held by an independent, Zali Steggall. She kicked out former Prime Minister Tony Abbott at the last election, so this is a seat they lost recently. Maybe they can't get that back, but maybe they feel that this is something which can flip a few other seats. Maybe some of those suburbs in Western Sydney who voted for no for marriage equality will get on board this issue and say, okay, Liberal parties, they're the ones for me.
And how do other Liberal Party members feel about Catherine Deves as a candidate?
Well, this has really shown that there is a big, chasm between the opinions. We've had some state New South Wales politicians. Matt Keane, who's the treasurer, has come out and said she shouldn't be in the party, she shouldn't be in public life. The state Liberal politician who's electorate covers the same area as the seat of Warringah on the federal level has come out and said, you know, we could find a better candidate than this person. But there's also been some other Liberal Party members. Senator Alex Antic was on TV the other day saying that both Catherine Deves and Claire Chandler, who's put this bill forward in Tasmania, are the future of the Australian Parliament. These are the people we need in Parliament. And then we've had some other Liberal Party members, like the Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, who went on Insiders on the ABC on Sunday morning and got asked seven times if Catherine Deves should step down or be de-endorsed. It never answered the question. And even though they kept asking it, she just kept sort of saying, well, she's apologised and I don't hold her views, I don't agree with her, but, we should move on. So some people sort of having some very awkward interviews, some people 100% backing her in and some people saying she's the worst person we could put in our parliament.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I feel like that kind of does capitalise the Liberal Party, though, is they are a very split party on where they stand and everything like that.
I think they used the phrase a broad church. So it's a very, very, very broad church this week.
And, I mean, I can't believe they wouldn't know, but do you think the party was aware of her background when they endorsed her?
Well, there's been two things come out. One has been some suggestion there has been some focus groups sort of polling being done on this to see if this issue sort of strikes a chord, probably not in Warringah, but in some other seats in Victoria and New South Wales. But also there's been a suggestion that the company who they hired to do some of the social media checks didn't do a very good job, mainly because Catherine Deves deleted most of her social media accounts just before she was sort of appointed as the candidate. But the thing is, you know, on the internet, nothing's lost forever. You can always go back and find it. And because she's been so vocal out there in this sort of debate over the last 2 years, people remember things they've said. People have screenshotted things she said. They've saved the videos of her worst comments, and now they are all reappearing.
That is the way of social media, isn't it, Graham? You cannot hide what you have put out there.
Yep, you have to explain it, and, you know, I've certainly had to do that in the past. Just don't do it in the first place.
Exactly. And do you think there's any chance she will stand down?
I think at this point, with the Prime Minister chose her, the Prime Minister's backing her, Dominic Perrottet chose her, he's backing her, I think there's not much chance she'll step down. If she's going to step down, it's probably going to happen today or tomorrow, because tomorrow is the last day another candidate can be put forward. There's a deadline. Candidate cutoff is on Thursday. So if she's going to step down, it's going to be in the next 24 hours. I think either this is an issue which is going to be pulled out to make it a very ugly election over the remaining 4.5 weeks, or maybe they do a thing called running dead, which maybe she'll still be the candidate for Warringah, but they'll decide they're not going to win Warringah and she'll just become very, very quiet and they'll hope we move on to other issues.
Ah, well, I am looking forward to seeing how it all pans out, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, Graham.
No worries. Thanks, Harriet.